The following column was submitted to the Tri-City News from Brian Minter, Master Gardener, best-selling author, Order of Canada recipient and co-owner of Minter Country Garden Store. Is your garden a little bleak in the color department right now? Our late arriving hot weather certainly hasn't helped, but most of us haven't yet discovered the best of the best, summer flowering shrubs that take warm summer weather in stride and just keep performing. On top of the list are the new varieties of butterfly bushes, beautiful buddleias. The old tall, woody and invasive varieties have given way to a whole new series that not only add long blooming color and perfume to your garden but also attract butterflies and honeybees. Proven Winners has selected many new varieties that are non-invasive and are far more compact. The newest and cutest is the Pugster series, dwarf varieties with thick, sturdy stems, much like the short, stubby build of the dog. Growing approximately 24 to 30 inches tall and wide, they are ideal for patios, and they play well with other small shrubs and with perennials and annuals to boost the color in any garden. Miss Molly, a stunning ruby red, and Miss Violet, the purplest purple, are a little taller in the 4 to 5 foot range. Talk about impact. Sun and heat-loving hydrangeas have really come a long way. Pija hydrangeas, like Pinky Winky, Zinfandel, Strawberry Sunday, and Quick Fire, are all stunning pink and white combinations that grow 6 feet plus. Up there, too, is the amazing Limelight, a beautiful lime that turns cream then pink. Downsizing has thankfully happened, giving us Little Lime, Little Quick Fire, Bobo, and Little Lime Punch, all in the 3 to 5 foot range. They make perfect summer companions in containers or as icons in small space gardens. What shrub starts blooming in July and goes until October? Although we've had them forever, hibiscus still need to be planted in more gardens. Today, they come in a wide range of colors in both single and double blooms that really stand out in the garden. The new, large-flowered, double, chiffon, series is quite remarkable, and many of the new varieties named after the South Pacific Islands, like Fiji and Hawaii, have stunning flower combinations. Purple Pillar and White Pillar, new columnar varieties with nice purple and white flowers, fit beautifully into small space gardens. Summersweet, Clethra aenifolia rosea, is another August bloomer with tiny, bottlebrush-like, pink flowers that have a lovely perfume. Their fall color is also magnificent. Speaking of sweet-smelling, Sweetspire, Itia virginica, is loaded with long, cascading, white flowers that perfume up any summer garden. A few varieties are quite small, 3 feet tall and wide, and fit easily into small spaces. They also have wow fall colors. Calycanthus, with its beautiful, magnolia-like blooms, is one of the most unusual summer flowering shrubs. Once established, it will rebloom in late summer to early fall with red, slightly perfumed flowers. Growing only 5 to 6 feet tall and wide, its shiny foliage is quite remarkable and very unique. Its blossoms will turn heads. These are some of the best flowering shrubs of summer. So, if you have some downtime in your garden right about now, these plants will really add that lift your garden needs.